Welcome to episode 111 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we finish up our look at wonders of the medieval world by investigating the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, or as it is known in Italian, La Torre Pendente, was built over a 200-year period from 1173 to 1372. Turns out it's not just some random tower in Pisa. It's actually part of a cathedral complex, which the Torre Pendente was the bell tower for. What's fascinating is that the tower is probably still around and didn't fall over altogether because it took so long to build. The Tower of Pisa is built on a rather unfortunate foundation of sand and clay, which collapsed as the building was still being worked on. Indeed, back when only three of the building's eight stories were complete, the thing was already leaning. Over the 100 years it took to build the next three stories, the builders tried to correct the lean. Rather than leaving each floor, say, 8 feet tall, they built part of the floor 8 feet tall on the side that was leaning out, and the other side 10 feet tall to compensate for the lean. Now, this didn't fix the lean, and means that the tower not only tilts, but has a slight banana shape to it because of the uneven height of the floors. But the amount of time it took for the shape to take place, over 100 years, meant that the soil below the tower had time to settle and compact, becoming sturdier and able to support the rest of the building when it was finally finished. One final fact, even though the Leaning Tower of Pisa is the most known leaning tower, it's not the most leaning leaning tower. That honor falls to a German building called the Leaning Tower of Surhusen. While the tower in Pisa leans 4 degrees out, the tower in Germany leans out 5. Regardless of how much it leans out or whatever, the Leaning Tower of Pisa has managed to captivate imaginations for hundreds of years. Thanks for tuning in to episode 111 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And that does it for our week on Wonders of the Medieval World. Wonder Month chugs on starting tomorrow when we switch to look at Wonders of the Modern Era.